Well, what I'm going to talk about with you will only take a few moments today, but it's personally very meaningful for me. This is your day to shine. This is my day to shine. And I want to ask two central questions around this one. The first one that's so important is, what am I learning? And then the second one is very related to it, but I need to unpack the first one a bit before we go to that second question. We talk a lot in our day about becoming lifelong learners, but it's real important to understand what's the main thing that I want to be learning and how do I actually learn? And often when we think about learning, we think about classes and books and information, and those are wonderful things, but they're not the most important things. The most important thing to learn is how to live, how to know Christ, Paul talks about. The idea is experiential participation in the kingdom together with him through this day. That's the way that we shine. Now, how do I come to know how to do that? Because really, how to live in love, how to live in joy, how to live in peace. That's what I really want to do. And I keep forgetting about that. I keep getting attached to my own little kingdom. Several years ago, I don't know, would I ever be involved in doing this kind of thing that I'm doing right now, teaching and what we think about as church ministry kind of activities? And then I did, and then it's so easy for me to get attached to outcomes and results and get weighed down by that. And when I do, always, it's because instead of just thinking about how can I be helpful to people, how can I trust God in this moment, how can I learn to work together with God, I get all caught up in how am I doing and what are the results and what are the outcomes and what do I look like? And then I need to be reminded. So I'll come back to, I've been listening to words that Dallas Willard talked about, ministry under the easy yoke of Jesus. Oh yeah, that's what I want. How do I learn that? And here's the single verse from Paul's letter to the church at Philippi that I offer to me and maybe to you if it's helpful. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes, focus your attention, your thoughts, your concentration on those who live as we do. So, what am I learning today involves who are the people that I choose to be models for my life that I can learn from. Because the reality is we're learning from people. We're just created that way. We're finding out from people how to engage in our lives all the time, for better or for worse, intentionally or not. And who you choose as a model will determine basically what it is that you're learning. Later in life, I have started to play golf some. And if you're watching this, you are able to see this is a golf club. And when I started playing golf, a friend of mine named F made it possible for me with another guy named Dave, who's a really good golfer, to learn how do you, as correctly as you're capable, swing a golf club. So we learn by modeling. We learn by example. There's somebody else that we watch, and he will give us some coaching. But sometimes we learn things that our teachers don't necessarily intend us to learn from them. There was a quite famous golfer named Tommy Bolt, who was very gifted, but also notorious for his temper. There is apparently an iconic picture of him after many, many decades ago, the U.S. Open, throwing his club into a lake after he had put not one but two golf balls in the water. And there's a million stories about him. One of them is, because he would teach a lot, he was teaching a group of people. He had a ball in the sand trap, and he said to his son, "Son, show the people what you've learned from me to do in this situation." And his son took that club and threw it as far away as he could. Now, that particular club was a 4-iron. Hopefully I can find it, but if I can't, I never use a 4-iron, so doesn't matter a whole lot. We learn how to deal with life, how to handle anger, how to deal with our sexuality, how to deal with our egos, as we watch other people, as we're around other people. So I want to invite you today to think about who are you learning from? Join together. So you don't do this on your own. But I pull some friends together and we join together and we follow the example of Paul. What is it that Paul said? But also, what is it that Paul did? How did he arrange his life? How did he engage in Scripture and being together with God and serving other people and acts of love and remarkable generosity? Jonah, listen, following my example, just as you have us as a model. So Paul and others who were with him, just as you do that, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. So be very intentional about who do I want to model my life after? Now, here's part of why this is a personally very meaningful episode. Just a few moments ago, I got a text from a guy named Frank from my hometown, Rockford, Illinois, Frank Beach. I grew up at Temple Baptist Church. And when I was 14, I was part of a high school group. And our church at that time didn't have staff people who were paid to work with young folks. And so the guy who was our leader was Frank Beach. And Frank was just this kind of larger than life character, tons of enthusiasm, hilariously funny, very open to impulse. He would just do crazy things on the spur of the moment, turn a table of food upside down just to teach something out. He's real open with us about his struggles, where he would struggle with his anger or with food. His home was always wide open. He and Sonia, and they had two little girls, and we could go over there anytime and talk about anything, and we would laugh together with him. A lot of what I learned about how to follow Jesus in those early years, those real formative high school years, that was Frank. He's still going back in Rockford. He's been an alderman for over 40 years. I was reading in the newspaper there, he got an award not too long ago, recognition, because he just serves. And it doesn't matter if there's an R or a D next to the names of other aldermen who are there, he just serves. Somebody was saying, Frank got home from vacation recently and he knew the vacation was over when the phone was ringing. He walked through the door. It was somebody complaining about their garbage. And they said, Frank's the guy. Everybody knows. Other aldermen come and go. He's just still there. He will get back to you. He will serve. And I saw that over 50 years ago now. And this morning I get a text and it's from Frank, and he's encouraging me. I owe him so much, but he's encouraging me. And at the bottom, just these words, you are loved. So then in turn, that makes me think, I want to try to be a model like that for other people. I've had so many people in my life, a disproportionate number, through whom I could learn, through whom I have received. But what am I teaching to other people? So that's the other question. One question for today is, what am I learning? And that involves, who am I learning from? So you might just think for a moment, who are key models in your life? Who are people from whom you have learned how to live, how to love God, maybe how to study the Scripture, maybe how to pray, maybe how to be generous, maybe how to manage relationships, maybe how to learn. Who are those people? And then not only what am I learning today, what am I teaching today? And not just in moments like this, not just in kind of formal instruction moments, but by what I do when my ball lands in the sand trap. I have a friend who, when the kids were little, was driving, and one of the kids asked, Mom, how come all the other drivers are named and then use the name that I won't repeat here, because it's also used as kind of an insult for folks. And all of a sudden, this person realized, oh my gosh, I've been using this name for other drivers and I've been teaching my kids something about how to deal with anger. We're always teaching. All of us are teachers, whether we want to be or not, for better or for worse. And so, as I ask, who are the people that I want to be my models? Who do I want to look at? Who do I want to learn from? Who is advancing in a life of love and joy and peace? And how can I listen to those words? Part of the reason why I'm always, as I was this morning, listening to or reading words from Dallas, in particular, Dallas Willard, or folks like that, as well as folks like Paul, is just there are so many other people who are eager to teach us, you know. so many other voices, so many other forces. So God, who can I learn from? And then God, help me to teach love and joy and peace and patience and forgiveness, generosity of spirit. I will just live today in those words from Frank, my friend from a long time ago. You are loved. You are loved. And if I could teach that to others by the way that I look at them, by the way I listen to them, by the way I serve them, by the way I think about them, you are loved. Then maybe today I can shine. You too. Now I gotta go get my golf club.
Hey, I'm Tim. Welcome to Become New. We distribute 10-minute weekday teachings every weekday to help you grow spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And we would love to hear from you. I love those questions today. What are you learning? What are you teaching? And I hope that you will tell us your answers to those two questions. You can do it in the comments. You can email us. You can text us. But we're interested in how God is working in your life through this series and through the book of Philippians. For me, one thing that I'm continuing to learn is just how to use the little word no. Because I love to say yes, but I need to say no so that I can say yes to other things that are more important in my life. That was just one thing I was thinking about. And I was inspired to try to think about, man, who could I talk to? Who could be a mentor for me in how to utilize that word so that I can prioritize the things in my life that I really want to prioritize? And who am I teaching? Well, one is I think about my kids regularly. I think that they're just at this time in their life where they are learning from me every day, and not just what I say, but what I do. And so I want to keep bringing intentionality to that. And then what am I teaching? I think the other thing that I was inspired to think about today, I felt God nudging me, is that sometimes I can shy away from sharing what I know in conversations, especially when I think it's gonna maybe offend somebody or not agree or line up with them. And so I just felt reminded that I can be courageous and bold and share my heart and speak what I know, or at least my opinion, what I think in those conversations, and see what God might do. So that was me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more from Become New, head over to our website, becomenew.com. You can subscribe to our email or our text reminders. And if you've got a prayer request, we would love to pray for you. You can send in your prayer request to us. All of our contact info is in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.